I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I'm here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. Big Dave, how you doing today, pal?
I'm doing good, man. How's it going?
It's going good on my end. I never see you anymore.
You wait for these Zoom calls, don't you?
Well, I don't know if I wait that much. I'm really not. I'm just kidding. I miss you.
It's quiet here.
It's very quiet here too. So this week's topic is negative thinking. In today's Meeting of the Minds, we are going to discuss the power of negative thinking. This is kind of introduced by our listener in Australia, you know, sometime back during the Q&A. So today we're going to really hit into it. Anything you want to talk on before we get started?
No, I think we covered it. I got the emails for you guys thanking us for clarifying the community update. I think everybody's on board with it and everyone seems pretty excited. So unless you guys have any further questions that you want us to address on the podcast, you know, I'm sure if one person has it, multiple people have the same question, write us in and we'll go ahead and answer them.
And we're going to be working on some events that you can come, and one event will be live. We'll start trickling that information out where you can come in, and it's an event to create a shift. And we're looking to shift your energy in that one event, and it can be done. So we'll be addressing body, mind, and life experience in that event. We're also going to do some online events for those that cannot travel to where we're having our events and be live. So we'll be doing some online stress mastery courses and stuff. So we got a lot of stuff that'll be coming at you in the next couple months. So hold on, get ready, and we're gonna start to rock this thing out now.
Yeah.
So, all right, you ready to rock it? Let's do this. So this week, as I said, the topic is negative thinking. And today we're gonna talk on the power of negative thinking. So negative thinking stems from negative thoughts, which are cognitions about self or about the world in general. Negative thinking stems by what is being held in mind. These negative perceptions create negative expectations and sense you can only experience what you hold in mind. Your life, your behavior, your outlook will become negative. And this creates a state of negative emotions, adverse behavior, and diseased body and mind. So it's important to understand what negativity does do to us as human beings. You have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's funny because most people that just think about negative or negativity in general just kind of look at it as like, oh, it's ruined my day or something that they attach to, you know, such a superficial, like surface level thing. But nobody really, you know, tends to dive in deeper into what's actually going on, you know, on the inside with us.
With the energies, right? Yeah. So when we look at that, let's talk about that. Negative energy is the energy that stems from the valley red zone energies. Again, you can only experience what you hold in mind. If you hold in mind guilt, you will feel guilty. If you're holding fear, you will feel anxious and worried. If you're holding anger, you will feel frustration and resentment. You cannot feel positive, behave in a positive manner if you are holding negative thoughts in mind. Yet, as human beings, one, we are each programmed in the valley. The red zone energies, these programs creates the identity of who we and others believe we are. Two, as human beings, our brain and function will activate negative thoughts before positive. And three, as human beings, we are hardwired for behavior, and this behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. Now, with all of this, is there a little wonder that the world feels a little angry or maybe fearful or even a little sad? Would you agree with that? It's kind of a reality. Would you agree?
Yeah. And that's why you almost have to have empathy for those because it's such a broad thing on a scale that it's common, you know, and most people don't even recognize it on a day-to-day basis.
And so because it's the reality, they think it's the truth. And if we look at that, if we decide and make that decision to shift our lives to the positive energy of the mountain into those green zone energies, we first must become aware of the red zone valley energy. This is first. And the reason is 95% of your behavior is automatically driven through the programs and this identity, the ego, held in the subconscious mind of the cage mind. This is what sets your habitual state of vibration and behavior. Now, it's important because the habitual state is always revealed through the individual's behavior. See, as you master using these stress mastery energies, you will begin to notice changes. You will no longer listen to one's words. You will know their energy through observing their behavior. Have you seen that as you're starting to move higher into vibration, that you can see somebody's behavior? They may say one thing, but you know their energy through how they behave.
Yeah, the one thing that I've noticed that has become very apparent to me is when I notice somebody get into the state and they sound fine. Or if I'm saying, hey, are you okay? Or, you know, you mention anything, I'm being normal. It's like, oh, wow. Like you could see them. That's their real normal state. Cause that's like you said, the behavior state, the one that they run to when things are off. I'm fine. It's like, okay. Are you really though?
In their mind, right? So the habitual state's one thing, but let's clarify activation of energy also. So everybody understands it. An activated state of energy is the state of the individual in the moment. One can be activated in the low red zone energy of 30 guilt, and this will drive behavior to rectify the cause. Versus someone with a habitual state of low red zone energy, where they will live in the perception of 30 guilt, 50 apathy, and 75 grief. And this will drive behavior towards feeling hopelessness, addiction, deep depression, and even suicide. So do you understand the difference between these? It's so important because the habitual state is the sum of energy of the programs that are held in the subconscious cage mind versus the activated state, which is what somebody is in that moment. Do you have any?
For sure. And I think that's the big thing is that when people get activated, right, and that's not who they are, they almost get surprised when they finally get out of it. But the person who's habitually there doesn't even notice that they're there. It may be from an outside source that they mention it, like I said earlier. They're like, what? I'm okay. Or versus the other person who's activating, you go up to them, hey, you fine? No, I was just upset, or I was just this. You know, it's almost like they snap into that mode and then come out of it after.
And so let's expand on that. That's very good. Let's expand on that a little bit. So the habitual state is the vibration one lives in. They build the reality through their vibration. The habitual state determines four things. One, your perception and expectation of yourself, others, and the world. Two, the habitual state determines your behavior, habits, your thoughts, and your words. Three, your habitual state determines your health, your body, and your energy. And finally, the habitual state determines what you will attract in your life. This is what brings in your boulders, your conflicts, people, and situations. So you understand that is the habitual state. Each habitual state has a certain characteristics of behavior, but that's how the habitual state works. Do you have any questions on that?
No, I think the last part, what you said, it's what you attract is the one that I think it's so interesting because so many people would say, why does this always happen to me? Or why is this life's unfair or I'm the victim? And then you go back and you look at this, it's like, well, you kind of caused it in the sense of that's what you've been attracting due to the energy that you're putting out.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. So let's take a peek at it. Let's take a peek because, like I said, each habitual state has a certain characteristics of behavior. So the low red zone habitual state, this is deep in the valley, red zone energies of 0, 30 shame to 30, 49 guilt to 50, 74 grief. And as I stated earlier, the behavior characterized from this state is hopelessness, darkness, deep depression, addiction, helplessness, and the depth of the behavior is determined by the energy level. For instance, if one is habitually below 30, they are either in deep addiction or they are suicidal. But if they are in the 70s, they may be depressed, morbidly obese. They will bring in sadness in everything they do, but they're not suicidal. You see, there's, you understand, right? Yeah. There's levels within levels. Now, the escape for those that are habitually in low valley red zone is to move into 100 fear, the mid red zone energy of the valley. Now, those with the habitual state of 100 fear will exhibit behavior in avoidance, procrastination, worry, anxious, anxiety, tense, and stressed out. Now, again, depending on the habitual level of the mid red zone energy 100 fear, the behavior can be 100. The individual may demonstrate panic attacks, be very anxious, always worried. If the individual is at 124, habitually, they may be avoiding doing things that need to be done. They will want to change, create a plan, and proceed to tell themselves, tomorrow I will start. They live in declaration. So that's how that mid-energy. Any questions on that?
No, that makes total sense.
Now, this is how you can tell. If somebody has habits and they're consistently behaving in avoidance and consistently late and consistently not doing what they say they're going to do, and it's a consistent type of behavior, you can pretty much determine they're in the mid red zone habitual state of 100 fear. Now, the only way out of that mid red zone valley energy is to get angry. That brings it into the high red zone valley energy. Now, the high red zone valley energy actually has distinct levels of behavior. The base energy of the high red zone energies is 150 anger. This is the energy that has the ability to move one out of the red zone valley energy to the green zone mountain energy. Now, if the individual is at a habitual energy of 125, they'll have a strong desire state and be trapped in the wants. Behavior will move them from 125 desire into frustration, driving energy into 150 anger. From here, they'll have three choices. One, repress the energy, driving the behavior down into 100 fear. Two, react and become aggressive in judgment with the energy. This will drive the energy up to 175 pride, and this will increase the intensity of the energy in the state of event, judgment, reaction. And this eventually will drop them deep into the valley red zone energy of 30 guilt. So if you think back, David, anytime you were having an argument with someone, right? And you were defending something and you were angry and moved into pride, do you ever notice how that energy would build up and it would like really give you a lot of energy?
Yeah.
Until it finally dissipated and then you felt like crap.
Yeah.
That's what happens when people get caught in the aggressive judgment. Now, the third thing that this individual can do, they can move the energy into the energy of integrity. So when we talk about head, heart, and hand, we always talk about the hand is about the integrity of behavior. Well, there is an energy of integrity, and that is 200 courage, the low green zone energy of the mountain. See, if they do this, their state moves out of event judgment reaction to event awareness and response. Now, that energy of integrity, why is that the energy of integrity? Because that's when the limbic brain switches over to the cortex brain. That's when you go from reaction to awareness. It's when you take conscious mind control, which would give you what? Integrity of behavior. Mm-hmm. That's the energy of integrity. So everybody knows that's the base of the mountain. Now, the high red zone energies of 175 to 199 pride can keep one trapped in the valley for a lifetime. This habitual state creates behavior in force. Now, understand, this individual can make millions of dollars. They can become very famous with a lot of status. They can be hugely successful. Yet, they will find these worldly successes never ever brings them joy or fulfillment. And it just keeps driving their behavior in force. Do you have any comments on this, on the high red zone energies of the valley?
Yeah, you see that all the time. And it's one of those sad things where people are missing a link, but they seem to have it all. That's why I talk about social media so often, is because a lot of these people try to fill that void with the attention and approval from other people, because they have the status, they have the vacations, the houses, the cars, whatever, you can name it. But a lot of times this, you can't tell what the missing link is or the fulfillment through a computer or a phone screen. And that to them is what keeps you chasing after their lifestyle, but also at the same time, it kind of blocks people from understanding really how they feel.
And that is the high red zone energies of the valley, right? That's mimetic desire. Mm-hmm. Remember, desire is a part of that. That's what creates the frustration and what drives aggression and creates that ego behavior. I want what they have, because then I will have fulfillment, but they never get it. So that's a trap. That's a big trap. That when we talk about the low green zone energies, the green zone energies of the mountain, 200 courage, it goes 200 courage to 309 neutrality. Now, when somebody enters this as a habitual state, they will have a more positive behavior. Yet, these individuals will continue to live in force similar to the habitual state of the high red zone valley energy. The trap for the habitual state of the low green zone mountain energy is boredom. These individuals usually have a success in career, finance, and personal development, but they will struggle with health and relationship categories. And these categories consistently lowers their vibration into the valley red zone. Thus, their behavior drops into force. These are the believers of hard work. You got to grind 24/7, 120%, do. And they battle time. There's never enough time. These individuals cannot ever, they can't raise their vibration to those high 300 and 400 levels until they learn to move into process. They have to learn to slow down. They have to stop defending their methods of behavior. I don't need sleep. I'm the hardest working guy on the planet. I crush the competition. I've always done it this way. And they have to understand is that they're stuck in between the green and the red zone because they're not willing to move into the next level. Do you have any questions on that?
It's interesting how the badge of honor works, right, with certain things. And
it's pride.
Yeah, like you said, if they're willing to actually listen, it's such an easy switch because they clearly got the worth, that they know what they need to do. Now, if they created the full formula instead of just the ones that are getting you success, but also that inner, you know, health and all the other aspects that come along with it, it would actually get that person a lot further than their pride is allowing them to.
And let's talk about it. Because the next habitual state of the mid becomes the mid green zone mountain energy is 310 willingness to 349. And when somebody shifts here, this is the first big shift in a person's life. This is stage four, self-authoring mind. People understand that to get there, all five life categories got to be self-authored. And when you do that, you rewrite your script. You rewrite your self-esteem. You rewrite your self-worth. You rewrite your self-image. And the behavior change here is immense because they move into the shift state. When somebody has a habitual state of 310 willingness to 349, they are ready to listen, willing to learn, and able to do. They now live by their own scripts. So you can see just what you were saying. Those individuals stuck in the low green zone and the high red zone habitual states, they just have to pause, listen, be willing to learn, and then able to do.
Yeah.
You understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So then we look at the habitual state of the high green zone mountain energies. This would be the next profound shift. This is stage five of development, interconnected mind. Now, the behavior of these individuals are in 350 acceptance all the way to 499 reason. And these individuals are in process. Stress mastery has become a skill. Conflict no longer is bad. Boulders serve a purpose, and they no longer force anything. And so that's what the behaviors look like when you're looking at somebody's behavior will reveal their habitual state. Now, it's very important to note this, that a high habitual state of energy can always fall back. You can always fall off the mountain back into the valley. The one energy that has this power and pull is the 175 to 199 pride energy. And I'll discuss this tomorrow when I talk on the pull of the valley. So here we are today talking about habitual states, right? And understanding the energy. Now let's get into our subject. We are always hearing about positive thinking, the power of positive thinking, that we should be positive. Yet all this optimism is now being shown to actually be detrimental to higher development of the individual. Decades of research have now shown that positive thinking isn't always positive. In fact, it has found that pessimists fare far better. So married couples who were extremely optimistic about their relationship future were more likely to experience relationship deterioration. Optimism has also been tied to lower earnings. In a two-decade research project conducted, it was found that especially optimistic self-employed people earn 25% less than their pessimistic peers. And the National Cancer Institute researchers found that people who lowballed their risk and were optimistic that they would not get heart disease were actually more likely to show early signs of heart disease. And it has been found that optimism can lead to disappointment. In one study of psychology students who had anticipated a higher grade than they received were upset by the lower score. We understand this as stress mastery as expectation. While the students who were underestimated their grade, they were the pessimists, felt far better. So if you understand the teachings of stress mastery, the things we've been teaching you over these almost 1,400 episodes, you will understand the power of negative thinking. A study at the University of Michigan described what they came up with called defensive pessimism. They found that by setting low expectations and going over worst case scenarios, the defensive pessimists optimized their performance and accomplished their goals. So what is defensive pessimism? It's conflict resolution. We cannot stop conflict. We cannot stop negative. This conflict will stem from activation of the valley red zone energies. If we do not create the skill to let go of this energy, if we fail to move into integrity of behavior, 200 courage energy, if we fail to create a still point, the negative program, the conflict will continue to affect our state, vibration, our behavior, and our life. So my mentor, Dan, embedded this in me deeply. He always taught me to look at what could go wrong. That's why I am the way I am. And he got this from the Stoics. The Stoics practiced the premeditation of evils. They taught, forget about hoping for the best. Instead, focus on preparing for the worst. You see, the best thing you can do for yourself, for your family, for all of humanity, is to increase your habitual state vibration. Just what we just talked about. Because this creates positive behavior through the energies of integrity, 200 courage, the base of the mountain, green zone energies. Yet, trying to be positive is ridiculous if negative energy is activated. Repressing the negative energy, ignoring the negative energy, only strengthens the ego and your current habitual state. Instead, be negative. That's the key. Be negative. And this isn't to behave negatively. It's be negative by being in process. It is taking conscious mind control. It is controlling your behavior. It's creating that still point. It's moving yourself into the state of event, awareness, and response. See, your climb of the mountain is about gathering new skills, creating new habits, but it's also about shedding the old identity, letting go of old programs. See, you can't do this if you don't go into the negative. The negative is not bad. It's a program activated. We cannot stop these activations. See, you must shed who you were to live who you are. And this is only done through the power of negative thinking. It's about splitting the eyes, the eye of identification, and the eye of presence, and executing positive behavior. Your thoughts, David? I turn it over to you.
What you said about how you're prepared for a lot of situations and you see things before they happen and all this stuff, you know, a lot of people called me negative because I've thought that way. I look for what could go wrong and try to kind of understand that route. I think what you said about being optimistic causes these expectations is one of the things that I realized that set me up for failure because I never had a backup plan, right? Now it seems like everybody, when things go wrong, and I'll talk about that, about the episode in Nicaragua where things went wrong and I was able to maneuver around them fast. Because I've thought about if things like that were to happen. I think the difference is people think that if you think about what could go wrong or the negative, they think you're being negative versus the reality of the situation. If there's positive, there's negative, right? And understanding both. My dad used to say all the time is prepare for the worst and just hope for the best, right? And I've always thought that as being a very negative saying. It's like, oh, you're expecting something to go wrong? Because I expect nothing to happen. But if it goes wrong, I know what to do to make it go right. And that's how I try to maneuver everything now. When I send out an email, what could be one way or the other? And I want to know both of my options, which way. I think that's a big thing. And so many people think that talking about the negative is bad. It's like you're trying to manifest it. And the reality is you just have to always be prepared for whatever happens, you know, and it's not negative to anticipate or think about it.
See, that's the power of negative thinking, is that you can't stop negative thinking.
It's a skill.
So, yes, if you try to be positive without addressing the negative, it's impossible, because you're going to get activated. And so when people are optimists, right, they're always set expectations that everything's going to be great. The problem is when they get a boulder and a conflict, they don't know what to do. So they quit. They fall, they fail, and they fail because they don't know how to deal with conflict. Conflict is always going to be activated in the negative energy. We can't stop it. And some conflicts are big, some conflicts are small, but no conflict is bad. It's activated because you're holding that program in mind. It's part of what's building your habitual state. If you want to raise your habitual state and you want to get to that 310 willingness state, when you are ready to listen, willing to learn, able to do, that's a beautiful state, because you have now written your entire script. No longer do you suffer from low self-esteem. You can't. You wrote the script. You can't suffer from a low self-image. You wrote the script. You can't suffer from low self-worth. You wrote the script. See, that script was given to you at age 16. And every time it activates, you feel negative. And if you're going to ignore that, I'm going to be positive. I'm a positive guy. Well, guess what? You're going to be a positive guy living in a negative environment, because you can't change. You're stuck.
Yeah, a lot of people use the positivity as a Band-Aid. You know, like the house is burning around them. Everything's fine. It'll all work out. No, get out the damn house and do something. But that's where you just expect life to go the way you hope it would, rather than maneuvering in the way that you want it to. You know, you've told me when we first started working together, you'll get to the top, but it's not going to be a straight road. And I think when that first curve comes up and you're not expecting it, you're going to crash. It's inevitable. But if you can prepare for something like that to happen, it may slow you down, but you can continue going. And that's something I carry with me in every single aspect, including the new journey for health and stuff. When things don't go exactly the way I planned it, I know that I'm still on the right course. I'm still within process. I just have to maneuver differently than what I was currently doing to make it go the way I wanted to.
And if you ignore that, you don't change your direction. If you don't change your direction, then you crash. Mm-hmm. You're going to fall off the mountain, right? So one of the things that in higher goal setting, and you do the wants and the desire. In the desire, you're setting a plan. And the first thing I teach people when they set that plan is, okay, go over all the obstacles that could happen. Let's go over everything that could go wrong. And that it's very important, because then you can set your intention. And I'm going to talk about setting intention tomorrow, because that's the other part of energy, is how do you stay moving up your mountain? Is you got to set your goals into intention. And I'll talk about that, how powerful that is tomorrow. And it will feed exactly what we talked about today. So you got to get out of that idea that negative energy is bad. It is. So when I say be negative, it means be in a negative energy. And if you do that, you will create a still point. You will see the ego. You will feel the activation. And it's going to allow you to let go of that energy and take control of integrity of behavior up in courage. And it allows you to control your behavior, to do what you need to do. Negative behavior is the opposite. I'm not telling you the power of negative behavior. It's a power of negative thinking. Yeah. Because when you have something activated in a negative, it's a conflict. And if you're moving into behavior and you're controlling it, it's resolution. That means you are solving the boulder, the problem, the situation. You are not a victim then. Make sense?
Yeah, I agree. Totally. It's a different take that I think people would expect, but it's a tool to have in your tool belt, and it's a skill that you need to learn to use.
It's the steps of stress mastery, people. The higher goal setting is an amazing process, and we'll talk about it tomorrow because David will share on what the process has looked like for him because he's experiencing things that he's never experienced before, and that's how you really learn these things that we teach. You can't learn by listening to the podcast. You only learn by jumping in the water and swimming. You got to do it. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.